My name is Erica Stipe. I live right, if I wasn't on a cane, it'd be within walking distance of the school. Okay. Trigg County Schools, it just says up there, it just said it, that Trigg County Schools will empower each student to thrive, compete, and excel in an ever-changing world. I love that. I don't know that it's true, but I love it. I love that goal. That's a great goal. WKDZ reported that this so-called nickel tax is building funding, which already has is built in the budget, as far as I'm my understanding. It's not a five. It's not a nickel. It won't cost us a nickel. And calling it a nickel tax really is to soften the blow, but it's a misnomer. I talked to this board pre-COVID about how you guys were raising taxes, and I said, for goodness sakes, you have a maximum amount you can get, you know, it fluctuates. Stick with that, stay that with that. People have budgets. Some of you guys might remember that, or maybe not. But people have budgets. We are in record inflation right now. Most people do not work in Katy's. They work outside of Katy's. My husband travels to Madisonville to work, but we love Katy's that much that we live here. We're spending literally just on gas alone over $700 a month. That's money that's not going into our retirement right now because we can't afford to put money in a retirement. We have a family of seven that we're trying to feed. And let me tell you, but beans and rice and beans, right? People are hurting. When I talked to the board then, I said, hey, if you're going to ask for more money, there better be better, markedly increased test scores coming out of that school. There aren't. That's a fact. I got my information from the federal government because I couldn't get updated information from the Kentucky Department of Education or the Trigg County website. So I got this from the federal government. Okay, the federal government says that Trigg County schools' reading proficiency is 50 to 54%. That's the high school. That's not elementary school where they're learning how to read. You know, we expect it to be low in elementary school. They're just learning. It takes some kids a while. High school, reading proficiency. Math proficiency is 35 to 39%. The graduation rate is 90% plus. That means that about half the kids can't read or do math proficiency that are coming out of it.
Could you finish your thought?
I will. You're wanting more money for building, and these kids can't read or do math proficiency.
Okay.